we recognise that the Defence Forces don't have a voice in the public sector. They don't have the same pay conditions, basically, as the all public sector. So we're basically their voice to try and get their pay scale back up to par.
And has this been an ongoing issue over the years, or were the soldiers particularly badly hit during the recession as it relates to pay cuts? What's the history?
During the recession, the soldiers took a big brunt off the hit. They were the first to get hit, and they get hit the most, they get hit the hardest. So basically we're now trying to get them back up to par with everybody else. We're going to take this the whole way. We're not going to lie down. We're not going to stop today. If it means we have to take to the streets of the door, we will do it. If it means putting somebody forward in the next election, we will do it. We are determined that we are going to get what the men deserve and the ladies deserve. There's some families that have actually lost their homes. Their homes have been repossessed because they can't afford it. There's men having to take days off work because they can't afford to go to work. There's other men and ladies that are out €120 a week on diesel. That's taken a big chunk out of their wages because with closure, with barracks being closed, two were closed here in Donegal themselves. Mm. So it's adding extra pressure. The 2 hours drive up and down to work.